Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County man charged with strangulation after domestic dispute. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 41-year-old Campbell County man is facing a felony charge after allegedly choking his stepson during a domestic altercation earlier this week. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, deputies arrested Derek Douglas Lehman on October 27th after responding to a home on Knickerbocker Street for a reported family dispute. According to court documents, Lehman said his stepson began arguing in the kitchen when the situation turned physical. The stepson told deputies Lehman forced his way through a door, pinned him against a wall, and grabbed his neck, squeezing for several seconds until he couldn't breathe. Deputies reported visible redness on the victim's neck, consistent with his account. Lehman admitted to deputies that he was angry and grabbed his stepson, but claimed he didn't mean to restrict his breathing. He was arrested just after 8 p.m. and charged with strangulation of a household member. The case remains under investigation. TerraPower's Kemmer nuclear plant clears major hurdle with NRC's no environmental impact finding. TerraPower, the Bill Gates-backed company building the Kemmer Power Station Unit 1 in Wyoming, achieved a major milestone as the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, or NRC, found no adverse environmental impacts from the project, the first such approval for an advanced commercial nuclear reactor in the U.S. Cowboy State Daily reported the NRC's environmental review, which included consultation with federal, state, local, and tribal agencies, determined that potential effects on land, air, and water would be small, meaning minimal, or undetectable. Only minor impacts were noted in historic, ecological, or socioeconomic areas. The agency concluded that the project could move forward unless future safety issues arise. TerraPower CEO Chris Levescu called the ruling a testament to the company's commitment to meeting all federal standards. Local leaders, including Kemmer Mayor Robert Bowen and City Manager Brian Muir, praised the development, saying it will revitalize the region's energy economy and expressed openness to future collaboration with figures like Elon Musk. Despite some out-of-state criticism over Gates' involvement, the project has strong local support. The NRC expects to complete its final safety evaluation by the end of 2025, keeping TerraPower on track to finish construction of America's next-generation nuclear power plant under an accelerated federal review process. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shaleen.